Okay, welcome everybody to the ICANN 49 CCNSO Council meeting, Wednesday afternoon at just after 4. Everybody has their agenda. So I just want to recognize that we do have two counselors who are remote. We have Celia and Carolina, who are both remote. Is that correct?
Yeah. Hi there. This is Celia.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome both. Thank you both. If you want to have an intervention, we can certainly hear you clearly, so please just speak up. We do have one apology, I believe, from Demi. Are there any other apologies? I believe that is the case. I do want to make, if you have to indulge the chair, one agenda item change, which we'll inject now, and that's a brief report from Roloff about membership.
Thank you, Byron. And since we're doing apologies, maybe I should first apologize for the fact that once again I got my counting wrong. I confused Byron by saying that we had 149 members and that the new application would be the possibility to end up at 150 during this meeting. We were at 148. I do hope that my successor does his counting better than I do, although people of law are not known for properly counting hours and invoicing them. We received an application from Indonesia.id. Yesterday, we also received confirmation from IANA that there are no outstanding issues with them. So this morning, after we got the IANA response, I proposed to the Council that we would approve their application during this meeting. And I asked councillors that either objected to the procedure or their membership to inform me before 4 o'clock p.m. today. I have received several supports, but no objections. So I think we should vote on it here and take the decision probably to make them member number 149.
Would you like to put forward that motion?
What's that?
Put forward a motion for a vote?
Yes, please.
Do I have a seconder for that? Keith, thank you very much. All in favor? Dottie? Thank you. On the phone?
Yeah, in favor.
That was Celia, for the record?
Correct, Celia, sorry.
Okay, thank you. That's unanimous. Approved, and welcome to our new colleagues in the CCNSO. We're very happy to have you. Very happy to have you. Look forward to seeing you at many meetings in the future. Okay. That's a great way to start the meeting. We have minutes and actions. People had an opportunity to review minutes. No comments? Can I get a motion to approve the minutes? Young-um, Becky, second. Thank you. So approved. Gabby, outstanding actions. How are we doing?
We have no outstanding actions.
We're all done? Nice. That's the way we like it. Thank you. Next item that we have on the agenda is around the IANA transition process. Clearly this is something that is very much fluid in nature. I think generally speaking, what we heard is the document that we floated for comment. There wasn't a material negative reaction. I thought I heard general support that it reflected the nature of the conversation thus far and identified the roles. Clearly, there's much work left to be done, but I think it frames sort of a good launching point for the discussion. We will likely have to make a comment at the open session tomorrow, and perhaps I can suggest it would be a basis from which we frame the comment. I would like to put forward something for the councillors to look at and reflect on over the course of the night, and perhaps by tomorrow midday we could come to some conclusion on a statement. I'll pass out some hard copies after, but I just wanted to let you know that I think that hopefully we'll be in a position to do that. But you will have the evening to think about it. The other element is, again, this is something very much fluid, but in order to start the process, really, I think it's important that a group, if we can put together a very short-term coordinating committee to essentially plan how we're going to start to plan this. And it will have a very short duration, and it'll really be just to get the ball moving. And I am going to suggest some of the folks that have been working on this over the course of this meeting, Becky and Keith and myself, would be willing to at least form a quick ad hoc committee to work towards whatever the process we're going to follow will be. And not presupposing what the outcome will be, but you know, it likely will be working towards the formulation of some sort of work group. Are there any comments or thoughts on that? Young Am?
I very much appreciate what you and Becky and Keith have been doing, and I think that if anybody asked me, you would be the best people to be working on it. But the fact that this is the first time that I've heard about it kind of makes me feel maybe I haven't been keeping up with the items or issues or stuff. And so, I was just wondering, this is just your voluntary motion?
Yes, it is. It's really just to try to somehow kick this off, and like I said, I recognize that, the issue itself is fluid given the short duration that we've had the information, but at least just to get the this is really the process, to get the process started.
I think just to add to that, in discussions that we've loosely had so far, we can envisage four or five separate working groups potentially falling out of this, so this is purely to sort of coordinate what the discrete themes might be. It's not to actually do work in that regard. It's just to make sure that where we know exactly what's ahead of us, I think.
I completely agree. There's nothing that I don't agree about the thing itself or the group itself. I mean, I won more than 100%. But it would have been... I think I would have appreciated it a bit more if we could have even had a hint of the fact that you were trying to do this during the members' meeting.
Duly noted. Thank you for your comment. Any other feedback? There is a resolution associated with it, and I understand that... time has been very short in terms of making people aware, but there is a resolution there. Could I have... Now, Peter, you're not a councillor, and the...
Can observers ask questions, or should we just observe?
Yeah, but we can decide on the resolution.
Sure, you can ask a question.
You mentioned during presentations earlier that at one point you would be liaising with the regional organizations to cooperate closely. Would that be done by this group, or would that be done in one of the subgroups that this group will appoint?
I'm not presupposing the outcome at all. And that's what I'm saying. This is really just somebody to start to kick this off. And while it's not the subject of this meeting, that's what I envision, but I haven't spoken with the ROs. I hope they would be see that that would be a reasonable path forward. But I'm not presupposing what the outcome is at all. This is strictly to try to get the ball moving. Leslie?
Yeah, apologies. So just so we're clear, if it's to get the ball rolling, does that mean that this committee has a very limited shelf life until the other working groups are going? Or is it going to coordinate the process throughout this whole transition period thing?
No. The vision of this is it's strictly to get the process rolling and would have an extremely short shelf life once any processes yet to be defined are in motion and have life, this would be wound up. And I think that certainly the view of Keith and Becky, there is no intent to continue to do additional work in this vehicle. Young-Am?
I mean, just the fact that I pointed this out doesn't, I hope that doesn't take away any of my great appreciation for all the work that you are willing to do.
I appreciate the comment. No, and that's, we as a council are here to provide a challenge function as well, so it's part of what we need to do. Bart?
Just in response to what Peter said, it is drafted in a way that this committee, if it deems necessary, can invite others as well. So if for say, initially, so even at this stage and at this point, regional organizations could be invited to participate or other members, if necessary.
Absolutely. I think the one thing I'm trying to make clear is we're not presupposing what the outcome here is at all. This has been a response to a very fluid situation, and we're just trying to get something started from a coordination standpoint. But clearly the ROs, we hope, I hope personally, I'll only speak for myself, will be part of the process. But having not spoken to them, I wouldn't deign to speak for them. Would somebody entertain a motion on this subject? Young-Am, thank you. A seconder? Kiro, thank you. I appreciate that. Hello. Be careful what I wish for here. Okay, item... Yes, that would be a good idea. Thank you. Can we have a vote on the draft resolution? All in favor? Online?
Cecilia in favor.
Thank you. Any, just to make sure everybody was in favor? No abstentions or objections? It's just hard on the straight down the line. Thank you. Okay, item number four, and in a sense this is really, you know, around the next three motions, which are all similar to work that the GNSO has been doing, that we've been working in parallel with them. The GNSO has adopted all of them. That's the status in their environment. But in terms of item, as listed item number four here, the closure of the joint IDN working group, and next steps for certain IDN-related issues. This is material that has been circulated previously, and we have a resolution, a draft resolution, that I'd like to read out. Item number one is the CCNSO Council believes that in the view of the ongoing community work at ICANN on these issues, the JIG may now be closed, and will terminate the extension of all of the JIG as outlined in the charter. Number two, the CCNSO Council will continue to monitor the progress of the various community-based efforts to resolve the issues raised by the JIG and will evaluate the need for any further policy or policy-related work on a periodic basis. And three, the CCNSO Council thanks the JIG for all of its hard work in ensuring that solutions to these important issues are developed through community-based efforts. Could I have a motion in support? Keith? Second, Roloff? Are there any questions on that motion? Young-um?
Not a question, but just a comment.
Sorry, on the resolution, okay. I meant. Right. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd just like to let the community know that that the JIG has been working on three relatively very unrelated topics. I mean, they do have to do with IDN, but it was on a single character IDNs, variant TLDs, and universal acceptance, which interested a lot of different type of groups, and so in the end we felt we weren't able to really move really forward on a significant way, and so that's why it was suggested that we close this group, but that it doesn't mean that work on IDNs will not continue. Thank you
for that update. Any other comments before we vote? Seeing none, can we have a vote on the resolution as it stands? All in favor? Oh. Online?
Yes, Celia in favor.
Thank you. Looked unanimous to me. Thank you very much. That resolution is approved, and thank you very much to the JIG. That was significantly a significant level of effort. Item number 5, adoption of a charter for a cross-community working group to develop a framework of operating principles for future cross-community working groups. It's a catchy title. I think they might need a marketer on that working group.
It's the cross-community working group on cross-community working groups.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. I think we could make comments. Across the community we could make comments, I'm sure. But this material has been in front of us for some time. I think we all understand what it is. There is a draft resolution in front of us, which I will read. The CCNSO Council adopts the charter and appoints Becky Burr as the CCNSO Council liaison to the CWG that will develop the final framework. And the CCNSO Council will coordinate next steps with the GNSO Council to jointly issue a call for volunteers for the CWG. And three, until such time as the CWG selects its co-chairs for the WG, and those co-chairs are confirmed by the CCNSO and GNSO Councils, the CCNSO Council liaison to the CWG shall serve as the interim co-chair from the CCNSO. Hopefully everybody understood that. That's the draft resolution we have in front of us. Would somebody like to make a motion? Hong? The seconder? Jordy, thank you. Are there any questions? Floor is open. Keith, just an itch. Okay. Yes. Seeing none, can we have a vote, please? All in favor? All hands are up here online.
Yes, Julie in favor.
Thank you very much. It's unanimous and approved. Thank you. Good luck to you, Becky.
It's temporary.
Item number 6 is seen on the agenda, the adoption of charter for cross-community working group to develop a framework for the use of country and territory names as TLDs. The UCTNWG. We've seen the material previously, and there is a resolution here in front of us. I'll read the resolution. The CCNSO Council adopts the charter and appoints Paul Schindler as the interim CCNSO co-chair to the cross-community working group to advise on the feasibility of a framework for the use of country and territory names as TLDs and develop such a framework if deemed feasible. And two, the CCNSO will collaborate with the other SOs and ACs to issue a call for volunteers for this CWG, each in accordance with its own rules. The Secretariat is requested to coordinate the call for volunteers. That's the draft resolution before us. Can I have a motion? Becky, seconder. Margarita, thank you. Are there any questions? Comments?
Ms. Celia on the line, I have one question.
Sorry, that was Celia? Thank you.
Yes, correct.
Go ahead.
My question is, if we have received any feedback from the other SOs, please, regarding the charter.
So the question, as I understood it, was, have we received any feedback or input from the other SOs or ACs on this charter? And the answer is we
have.
Okay, we have not. Mm-hmm. Other questions?
Would that affect any in any way the adoption of the charter, or we can adopt it like?
I don't think it would affect how we treat the charter at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The charter was already adopted by the GNSO and at large on this basis and is now with the GAC.
Great. Thank you.
Leslie?
Yeah, I think this was on the list for the GAC, but if my memory serves me correctly, we didn't get to it at the GAC. And I would just like to encourage us, especially to encourage GAC involvement and engagement in this group. This is important work, and particularly we do need GAC buy-in.
Agreed. Bart?
Yes, I fully agree. And after the council call, I forwarded again the email to the chair of the GAC. And I know already there are one or two people from the GAC who are interested and made their names known to us.
I am reassured.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? So put it to a vote. All in favor of the draft resolution? Looks unanimous in this room. Online?
Yes, Celia in favor.
Thank you. It's unanimous. Resolution passes. On to item number 7, the Election Review Committee final report. This was an item that has been on a previous agenda, but we were not able to conclude it for no other reason than logistics. There was no substantive reason. The preparatory materials were included in our January 20th meeting. So the resolution is before us now. I'll read the resolution. The CCNSO Council adopts the recommendations of its Election Review Committee. The CCNSO Secretariat is requested to look into possibilities of developing a new voting system, which allows each member to handle and update their own data, and which is linked to a voting tool, making the voting much easier. The CCNSO Secretariat is requested to update the CCNSO election guidelines with the additional wording only CCNSO primary or secondary contacts, as listed in the CCNSO database, are eligible to nominate or second a candidate in the appropriate section. 3, the CCNSO Secretariat is requested to update the CCNSO election guidelines with the additional wording self-nominations or secondments are not allowed in the appropriate section. And item number four, the CCNSO Secretariat is requested to continue its activities on awareness-raising campaigns when necessary. Can I have a motion to adopt? Oh, we'll get to that. Yes, motion to adopt. Becky, second. Vika, thank you. Any comments or questions? I'd like to make one, but are there any comments or questions? No, I would just like to recognize Katrina and the members of that committee who did some serious heavy lifting and some very good work, and just like to say thank you very much. It is much appreciated, and obviously how elections happen are very near and dear to a councillor's heart, so thank you. With that, I put it to a vote. All in favor? let's say it's unanimous in the room online.
Celia, in favor.
Thank you. It is a unanimous vote. Thank you. Carried. Item number eight, council updates. I will kick that off. Since we last met, the primary activity that you haven't actually been a part of is the SOAC meetings that were Friday night and Sunday night. I did mention them previously. There was very robust discussion about how ICANN was going to roll out the process. There was no discussion of content, but the process around the NTIA transition. That was without a doubt the focus of both meetings. I'd be happy to entertain any questions, but that is my update. Seeing no questions, I'll pass it on to the Vice Chair.
Thanks, Byron. It's been a busy old time, and I think I came into Singapore last Thursday and participated on one of the panels on the NCUC Friday, which was all about the IANA changes, really. And I would suggest that just for everyone that those sessions were recorded and the NCUC will have links to them, and they're well worth going back and having a look at in terms of developing greater understanding over the IANA issues as well. So, but that was a bit of fun. I think for me too, the meeting strategy working group work has finished for ICANN, so that's another task less to do. The FOI is largely finished and is meeting tomorrow to hopefully wrap up the last pieces of drafting and so on. The one thing I did want to raise, though, was a delicate issue relating to the cross-constituency working group on internet governance. This group met today, and it was discussing the desire to make submissions to special submissions to Net Mundial on the topic of IANA and the IANA transfer. And I got quite concerned that for our constituency, given that we haven't had a chance to come to any position or discuss it, that this was totally inappropriate, and that if there was a real belief that they should move down this path, then the chance was that the CCNSO would want to withdraw from that working group, because I think it would be extremely embarrassing under the consensus rules that they have, that they could have made statements that could have put us in extremely embarrassing positions with our governments and individually as CCTLDs, or between the GAC and the CCNSO. So they did come back to deciding they wouldn't make any statement at all on IANA, but I think the important thing going forwards for that group is that it has raced ahead of itself. It doesn't have its charter and its scope and its limitations in place, but I volunteered BART to help them with a charter which they've picked up but haven't wanted to endorse. So I've asked them that their next task must be to develop that charter so that we can understand whether or not we should remain in the room. So a little bit contentious and so quite important to report it here. My personal belief is that we should try and continue with this working group because I think it does serve our purposes to have cross-constituency dialogue on the topic, but it needs to be managed in a far better way than it has been in the past. It's been very dysfunctional. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Keith, and thank you for being a strong advocate of our point of view in there. It sounds like it is much needed. Questions on that, Youngham and Leslie?
Well, our participation in this cross-community working group on internet governance happened because there was a suggestion in our mailing list saying that there were calls for participation. There was no formal council approval, not the way that we usually go about our business as a group representing DCCNSO. But yes, we expressed our interest and then... Because this issue was, I think a lot of people thought that this issue was a very urgent issue. They tried to come up with some kind of a statement for Ned Mundell, and it was a very general statement regarding the principles that ICANN is working under and that nobody had any issue with. So they were just a statement of very general basic principles, and that was okay. But then when they started to talk about representing our groups, and that's where I think Keith got concerned, and that's where I started to get concerned, and I started asking, I mean, what do you mean by we, and how do we get this status of representing the ICANN community? And so I think that's, and I'm glad that we are working on a cross-community working group charter on how to develop cross-community working groups. But this is this could be a mechanism because there are, this is a group of people that are very concerned about a certain issue coming together, kind of, I guess, initially kind of like the IETF kind of BOF meeting kind of thing, but then for it to be developed into a real cross-community something, this is where I think we realize that ICANN, the way ICANN works is a bit different from the way IETF works. Thanks.
Thank you for that intervention. Leslie?
Yeah, it struck me that Brazil is just roughly a month away now, and I know a number of council members and indeed CCNSO people will be there. It might be an opportune moment to gather as a group of people whilst we're in Brazil, those that are going, of course, to see if we might need to put out any CCNSO statements at that time. Just a thought.
That's an interesting thought, I think, that we should entertain. Perhaps we can come back to it in any other business. Do any councillors have any further updates that they'd like to draw to the council's attention? Hong.
Okay, I went to Academy Working Group's meeting this morning. The two updates. One is that Pirate Leadership Projects will be run this year in Los Angeles at ICANN AGM. This time they shortened the program from 4 days to 3 days, from Wednesday to Friday before ICANN meeting. Hopefully Byron can join it. Second update is that the ICANN is developing its online learning platform. It will be called ICANN Learn.
See, now that's a catchy name. Okay, thank you, Hong. Are there any other councillor updates? Hearing none, we'll move on. Regional organization updates. I think we heard them this afternoon overall. Thank you. And any staff updates? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 9, which are the liaison updates. And I've been informed by both liaisons that at this time there are no updates because the ICANN meeting process is still in motion. I'm advised that the very detailed center report will be out shortly after this week, and that the ALAC report will come shortly after the week as well. I look forward to those both. Item number 10, update on the work plan. Two items, monthly work plan and next steps in the overall work plan. Bart, did you want to speak to the monthly one?
No, the monthly work plan was included in the packs for today. It takes into account where we are right now and looks ahead for up till the next London meeting. And if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to send me an email.
Thank you, Bart. In terms of the overall work plan, as the folks up here know, we spent a fair amount of time on Sunday afternoon working through what our high runner issues are and putting comments down, many comments on small sticky notes, which are being captured by the staff. And as part of that, we will be aggregating the material and pushing it back out to the council. And there will be further feedback in the intervening time between here and the next council meeting. Keith?
Would you push that out to council only or to members generally?
It would be to members generally, which I think I committed to in the broader discussion, but certainly it will go to us first to make sure that we've captured the essence of that afternoon. Or that day. Any further comments on that? Interventions? No? And that takes us to item number 11, the chair and vice chair elections. 11.1 is the nomination for election of a chair of the CCNSO. As such, I will recuse myself from this particular portion of the meeting and hand the meeting over to Keith, our vice chair.
Thank you, Byron. I'll call for nominations of the chair of the CCNSO. Is there a nomination? I see Roloff has his hand raised.
Thank you, Keith. I would like to nominate our present chair, Byron Holland, as chair. It must be very difficult to be a worthy successor of Mrs. Cowley, and I would like to have Byron have another go at it.
Second time's the charm, right? Second time's the charm.
Do you accept the nomination, Byron? Byron, do you...
Framed like that? Yes. Yes, I better have another go.
Is there a seconder for the nomination? Dottie? Thank you. So is there any further nomination for chair? If not, I'll declare nominations closed and... So there probably is no need for a vote with one nominee. So the motion is that Byron be elected the chair of the CCNSO, moved by Roloff, seconded by Dottie, and I think we should see if we can have that carried by acclamation. And with that, I'm happy to hand back the chair to the new chair.
Well, thank you very much, all. I very much appreciate the support and look forward to serving you and the broader community again, and hopefully the second time I'll get it right. Okay, with that, you'll notice that there are two next items for vice chairs, And to that end, I think I just bears mention why that is the case. As you can imagine, there is a significant level of effort and workload ahead of us. We saw that clearly in the planning session on Sunday, and the vice chairs do help shoulder that load. And while Keith has broad shoulders, I think it's only fair, given what's ahead of us, that that we spread that load around a little bit. And in that context, I would like to have nominations for a vice chair. Would anybody like to move a nomination? Hero?
Thank you, Chair. I nominate Katrina Sataki. As all know, she's very active in various fields, including program WG, which in a sense determines the future of the CCNSO, in which I am a member of. Thank you.
Thank you for the nomination of Katrina. Is there a seconder for that? Young Am?
I thought we were just...
Okay, I'm looking for a seconder first. Leslie, seconder. Thank you.
Additional nominations?
Young Am?
Yes, I'm very confident that Keith still has some shoulder to support you with. So I would like to nominate Keith.
Thank you very much. Do we have a seconder for that? Becky, thank you very much. Are there any other nominations? Seeing none, we'll take a vote on the first nominated. Pardon me. On Katrina's nomination, could I see a show of hands all in support? Thank you very much. Online, that was unanimous in this room. Mm-hmm. And there was the obvious abstention, Katrina, sorry.
Okay. Yes, so in favor of Katrina.
Thank you. Well, congratulations, Katrina. Welcome.
Thank you very much for the trust, so I hope that behind Keith's broad shoulders, I'll do my best to serve the community. Thank you.
Well, I look forward to it. You've done much heavy lifting already. The second nomination is for Keith, and... do you accept that nomination?
Sure.
Thank you. I guess it bears mentioning that I didn't even give Katrina that option, so I'll have to apologize for that. Okay, and can I have a vote on Keith's nomination for vice chair? All in favor? Thank you. Any abstentions? Okay, online?
Yes, Celia in favor.
Thank you very much. Unanimous. Keith, did you...
Just to note that I have an interest in the outcome, but nonetheless I was happy to vote.
Thank you very much, Keith.
Well, otherwise I believe I would be voting no confidence in myself if I didn't believe I could do the job.
All right. Thank you for that transparency and clarity. Okay. With that, I would like to declare our two new vice chairs. Congratulations and welcome, and welcome back. I look forward to the coming year.
And I'd just like to add that Katrina adds the rose between the thorns. We our average goes up in terms of being much better looking now, Byron.
Dramatically. Okay, thank you. On to item number 12 on the agenda, roles and responsibilities of councillors. There is a draft resolution in front of us. and there was some material that was included. The draft resolution is the CCNSO Council adopts the assignments of tasks as proposed in the Assignment of Roles and Responsibilities, March 2014. Could I entertain a motion for that resolution? Roll off. I'm speaking out. I was going to say, isn't that, there's a conflict there, isn't there, somewhere? Can I have a seconder for that? Young-um, thank you. Any questions or interventions? Seeing or hearing none, can we have a vote on that resolution? All in favor? Thank you. Online?
In favor, Julia.
Thank you. Unanimously approved. Moving on to item number 13, the date of the next meetings. This is informational. April 17th, May 22nd, both UTC, and June 25th in London in person. Looking forward to the spread that Leslie's going to put on for us. It's strictly informational. On to item number 14. Any other business? I know there was one item raised by Leslie around a statement for potentially, or at least a discussion around a statement for the Net Mondial meeting. Is there any other business that anyone would like to raise? I'd like to just add the one thing. It's been mentioned already, but I do have some copies of a potential draft that of a statement for tomorrow's public session, which flows out of the document that we looked at earlier. I'll circulate these and let us ruminate on them overnight and have comment tomorrow. Leslie, I'll hand it over to you if you had a suggestion or particular intervention around a Mondial statement.
No, not necessarily, but it struck me that we should be prepared to make statements given the issues at hand. I mean, we focused this week mostly on IANA, but the big elephant of internet governance is still very much in the room. Maybe that's something we could pick up on our next council call, but I was also suggesting that there's probably going to be quite a few of us there in person, and it may be opportune to be prepared to issue some sort of CC-related statement. Just would be daft not to set up that opportunity, and if we don't need it, we don't need it.
Thank you for that, Leslie. Any comments or feedback on that, Young-um?
And the state, in the spirit of multi-stakeholderism, I think I very much agree with Leslie in saying that there is actually a maybe even a necessity for us to make a statement about internet governance.
Are there any other comments or questions on that? I guess the question I would have is, and maybe I'll put it back to you, Leslie, do you have any suggestions as to how we could get to that point?
I'm going to regret making the suggestion now. So I used to be in the Brownies, and the Brownies' motto was be prepared. And I'm just suggesting we could be prepared. And it may actually be that we could use elements of the IANA statement or something to that effect. I'm happy to give it some further thought or to pass it over the wall to the coordination group or whatever you're calling yourselves. It just might be sensible to be prepared.
Bart.
Just as Leslie, if you push it over, maybe suggest that you push it over to the, because there is another group, the Internet Governance Group, which is, and they monitor what's going on in Net Mondial as well. specifically focused at the ANA transition process.
Okay. Well, we have potentially two options that could take a first crack at drafting something for discussion at the council level. What I'm going to suggest is the coordination group, since it was to a great degree responsible for the draft that we've all looked at as a community today, could take a first crack at something that would be consistent with that. And then just we'll push it back to the council for comment, feedback, and input, so we can expect to see that. Is that an idea that makes sense? Young Am?
Greatly and tremendously appreciated.
Thank you, Young Am. Any other feedback or input on that? It will be a work in progress, consistent with what we've talked about today, and come to the council. Shortly, don't have a time frame, but shortly, and certainly be ready for discussion on our April 17th meeting. Thank you. Any other business? Dottie?
Well, I'm not sure what your next thank you is about, but I certainly think that we should have a resolution from the council thanking Singapore for this incredible meeting, ICANN meeting. It's been very good.
You're jumping the gun, Dottie.
Uh-oh. You're about to read it?
Okay. I like your thinking, but we will get to that, and you can prepare your motion on that. Hearing no any other business, we'll consider that point closed and move into point 15. Thank you. I think there are three here that I would like to bring to the council's attention. The first is the overall sponsor of this event, our friends and colleagues at .sg, and I think that we should make a motion to thank them for the overall event. Did somebody make a motion on that?
So moved.
Dottie, second. Victor, okay. All in favor? Approved. I think we can do that. Absolutely. Unanimously. Thank you very much, .sg. Secondly, I think it behooves us to thank the parties or our colleagues who sponsored the CCNSO cocktail, which was a fun event. And I have to say, I had conversations with a number of people who thought that that format is working very well. It gives us a great opportunity to really circulate and talk to lots of people. So the format is working well, and that event was well done. I suggest we have a motion to thank APTLD, Nominet.sg, and .nz for their sponsorship of that event. Could I have a motion for that? Dika, seconded by Becky. Thank you very much. We can do that one by acclamation, I'm sure. Thank you. And the final thanks goes to our departing councillor Roloff, who has done much heavy lifting during his time with us and who has been a consistent supporter of the council, of the work of the CCNSO, an informed, educated, and strong advocate for all things CCNSO and his opinion, and even has a sense of humor from time to time, too. So I would like to, on behalf of the council, say thank you to Roloff. Could I have a motion for an official thank you for the council? Leslie and Katrina seconded, and I think we can do that one by acclamation. Thank you very much. You will be missed, and I do have a little something for you.
which is the reason why we're all here in the end, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's on behalf of the council. And you are welcome to say something.
It was a pleasure working with you all, and it was an honor to serve the community. Thank you.
What did he get?
And of course, the best of luck to my successor.
Thank you very much, Olaf. You will be missed. And with that, that brings our agenda to a close. Can I have entertain a motion? Oh. I'm sorry, I can't hear. Could you just use your...
I thought it was thank you and welcome. We didn't go through the welcome. Did we?
Thank you. That's why there's many of us. Yes, my apologies, Nigel. Welcome, my friend. Let me take my foot out of my mouth. Welcome, my friend. Yes, let me take my size 11 right out of my mouth here and welcome you officially to the council. We look forward to continuing to work with you just in a slightly different form and recognize the significant heavy lifting that you have done over the years in various work groups, et cetera, and I guess predecessor to the council, is that correct? All right. Well, I look forward to continuing that work, but with you as a councillor. Thank you. Okay, have I missed anything else?
I move to adjourn. I move to adjourn the meeting.
Before we adjourn the meeting, the one last thank you, and that's all the work that the Secretariat does. Because without them, we wouldn't get any of this done. So thank you very much. And certainly from a personal standpoint, thank you for keeping me on the straight and narrow and organized. It is much appreciated. With that, Keith?
I move to adjourn.
Second? Victor, thank you. Approved. And on to the joint GNSO, CCNSO council meeting at 5:30?
We make it 5:30. Officially, it starts at 5:15, but it's 5:30.
So we should make our way down there.
Yeah, I'll send an email.
And what's the room? Next door? It is next door. I guess we don't have much excuse for being too late.
Yes, we have a break.
Okay. And once we get through that, cocktails. Maybe we could just do that during the joint council meeting.